Marabra Boys Side Lessons from the Lave. Wow. YU Base Medrash, live edition. Not in the car driving somewhere. Thank you for coming. I know we are under the pressures of midterms, Sarachek girls, referees, things like that, March Madness apparently, all the Gansi Geschäfts. So thank you very much for coming, as this gives me chius when I'm here in Chutz Laretz to be able to teach, learn Torah with you guys. Parashat Tzav is the parasha. Shabbos Agadol, hard to believe, and Pesach. I'm trying to combine all those into one message that I learned this Shabbos from a Rebbe of mine. That Rebbe's name is John Paul Gonzalez. Uh-oh, Rabbi's gone off the deep end. So I'll explain to you. John Paul was one of the speakers over Shabbos. I was at the Sarachek tournament. I know you don't believe me, but it's true. I was at the Sarachek tournament, and there, the five-star catering company, I was the lead person over there. And in that many different speeches, there's no question in my mind, the most listened to and, in my opinion, inspirational speech was somebody who is not Jewish, which is totally fine, because I want to take his message, and I just wish they would have let me go up for just 2 minutes after he spoke and explained that this message is Yahad, this message. But they didn't. They also didn't know who I was. So it was good. They probably would have killed me. Who is John Paul? John Paul Gonzalez is a very famous guy as far as, I guess, motivational speaking could be what we could call it. Although you'll hear in a moment that he's not such a motivational speaker. He created a famous buzz phrase called All In. The All In phrase was used by the Giants in 2011. He was the one who came up with it. It's just I'll just tell you the great little story. I mean, he told the story in an hour. But basically, he is a teacher, a history teacher in Union, New Jersey. And he got a call. The Giants want you to speak to them in their chapel right before the game. Can you give him an inspiration? He said, it wasn't a motivational speaker. He thought it was a joke, one of his friends. So he says, I'm in Union, New Jersey. It's, you know, 15, 20 minutes away. He says, okay, I'll play the joke. If it's a joke, if not, I'm going to get a free meal out of this. It'll be fun. I'll make the joke. And he pulls in there, and he's ready to turn around. He's like, hi, John Paul Gonzalez. He's like, oh, we're waiting for you. I'll park right over there. And it was real. And he spoke to them, and he said when he left, and this is an important musar shmuz in itself, that when he left, he thought he did an okay job, but not that good. And they kept winning after that. And they kept asking him to come. And the concept they spoke about were the players, when they were interviewed and they won the game, they said, why'd you win the game? And two players got up and said, because this guy spoke to us. And he said, all in. You got to be all in. And before I explain what that was, one of the great questions that somebody asked afterwards was, so you're not a motivational speaker. How did they find you? And as it turned out, he was an all-American basketball player who was drafted, not really drafted, but asked to come to the summer camp of the LA Clippers. He was going to play on the team. And as he was playing, he realized that this is not what he wanted to do with his life. He always wanted to be a teacher. This all sounds surprising, right? And he decided to go, this is good for chinuch, and he goes into, decides to be a teacher. So he goes and he has to get the certificate, even though he went to college already, and he goes ahead and goes for the certificate and realizes that nobody wants him to be a teacher. He just got a teacher certificate, nobody wants him. Well, he finds one place that needs teachers, and that's the jail. And he goes to the local county jail, and he's teaching there. And he's very inspirational. He starts the basketball team there, and he started a whole thing. He started now in Union, New Jersey, an organization that has after school programs. Very, very inspirational. And inspirational, I think, to me, because he's just a regular guy. He's not this motivational speaker that's going on. He travels with the Giants every week, but he's a regular guy. He still teaches history. He's a big, big guy. And his vort, if you will, he didn't know he was telling a vort, but his vort was, all in is not just a slogan that I said, it's a lifestyle. All in, basically, he said this at the end, but it comes from the following. Right? Comes from this. Poker chip. Right? You put your poker chips down, and at some point you're so confident that you have the right hand, even though you're sitting around the table with everybody, put all the chips in. Say all in. And if you were to do that, and then everybody starts to throw their hand, and you realize you lost, you're like, nah, I'm just kidding. Here, let me take it back. Do you know what happens to you? So he said he asked this to the Giants, and he says he tries not to speak about football or the sport that he's recruiting guy because he doesn't know about it as much as they do, of course. And so one of the players, like, I would punch you in the face if you did that. You don't do that. Why? When you're all in, you're all in. When you put the chip down, it's cool they put this sour chip down. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But when you're all in, you're all in. What does it mean to be all in? It means that Ramach Evaru Vesaru Shaz Sar Gidov, that all my Gidim, all of my whole, is not what he said, but all of my Neshama and my physical body, the 248, everything's in there. 268, everything's in. I don't do it half, I do it all. He tells a story about a mother who goes into the doctor's office and she's happy eye to eye with the doctor's office. Who's happy? Well, it's obvious. She's not in any doctor's office. She's having a baby. Very exciting. It's her first baby. And she goes into the doctor's office and the doctor says, it's time for the sonogram. She's so excited to finally get those pictures she's heard about, those little pictures that you hang up on the wall. This is my kid. And she sees right away that the doctor's not happy with the sonogram. She doesn't know anything about it. She's never had a sonogram before. And it doesn't look good. And everything becomes very grim and sad. And then, for some reason, instead of telling her, they write it down so she could take it slowly and say that it seems that you've contracted the measles, which is not so bad, but it's bad if you're pregnant. And because of that, your baby contracted the measles. And because of that, we don't see your baby having, we don't see a developed arm or leg on the baby. And the next line says, we recommend you abort this baby. It's going to be born half, it's not whole. And the mother says, I'm not going to do that. I believe. And she speaks to her husband and they decide they're going to have this baby no matter how long it's going to live, and is told that it's not going to live long, to have the baby anyway. And John Paul says, thank God for that mother, because that was my mother. And he was born from that. He's got a lot of arms and legs, at least two of each. And all in means I'm not going to be a quitter. All in means even after the tremendous loss that you have, you practice just as hard the next day. And when nobody's looking, you still practice. When our YU Max, now we can say our, you know, when our YU Max won, and the coach also spoke, Coach Steinmetz, who I grew up with, so he gave a similar speech. He says, we're not underdogs. He says, you know who was an underdog? There's a Vort. He said, David HaMelech was the underdog. He says, that's not true. Look at the Pesukim. David and Goliath, it's not true what everybody says. It's the Gentile nations that tell over the story about the underdog. It's not true. David comes out and David's like, who's this guy? I'm not scared of him. I'm a shepherd. I fight lions. I'm not scared of this guy. I believe in God. I'm all in. He said, when they all interviewed me, it bothered me because we weren't all in. We're all talking, thinking about, oh, Fox News is coming. Oh, ABC News. Oh, look, who cares? All in is about that. And I think that this is a Jewish concept, being all in, all the time. Because we don't serve Hashem being all in, we're selling ourselves short. We don't believe in ourselves the way that we should. And we always have to give it our all, even when we wake up and things maybe are a little bit difficult. And isn't that the first pasuk in this week's parasha of Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor? Second pasuk? Da Sav! Es Aaron ves Banov Lemor Zois Torah Ha'Ola. Talking dafka about the Korban Ola, Rashi says, what's the Lashon of Sav? Ein lo Ela? Lashon Ziruz. Zrizus. Right? To do something with great zeal. Do it quickly. Do it in a way that we're excited to do it. Zriza Makdim LeMitzvah. You don't wake up for Shacharis on Sarachek at 9:30 was the time for Shacharis. I'm like, don't worry, they changed the clock. So it's on Kriyish about 10:04. No. You try, you beg them to have an earlier minyan. Baruch Hashem, they had one at 10 o'clock, at 8 o'clock. Zriza Makdim LeMitzvah. Amar Rabbi Shimon. A person should lizareis b'makom sheish chisaron, especially by chisaron kiss. That's even more difficult. What's chisaron kiss when it comes to something? Now, I dafka think Rashi put this over here because the ola was a very unique korban. There's a monetary value when you give any korban because you're basically admitting to doing something wrong and you got to pay for it. Besides, we spoke last week in Lessons from the Lev about smicha, about doing a physical action, but here the ola is completely burnt. Nobody gets it. It's hard because I can't even go to the Kohen tomorrow and go, new block. How was it? Good? It's good shawarma you had last night. It's because of me. I'm still going to, I'm still all in, even if there's no hana mamish. Nobody's getting any hana from this. That's fine. It's still beloved to me to be able to do this mitzvah. Not all the time where people give you a pat on the back after you do something good. Not all the time you're going to have a great Shemoneh Esrei and feel good about it. Sometimes you get rewarded. Sometimes you have a great Rebbe who says, "Psh, that was a good question." I listened to a very painful, I call it a lecture, on my way to traveling over the week by just a great, great speaker, Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. Has these questions. It's just heart-wrenching. The questions about people who are no longer on the derech of Torah mitzvahs, because a lot of it had to do with how the Rebbe's treated them. Took a question and said, "Yeah, you're not a smart. Don't ask a question like that." And when he's telling over one of the questions, "Bizkeinenu neilech," so he says, "Why does it say b'double lashon?" And his Rebbe said, "You're asking a kid question." That's what he told him. And Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson says, "A kid question? The Klei Yochar asked the question. It's a kid question. And even if you didn't, you don't." Tells a story about a Talmud who asked a question. I had this happen to me this year. It was a great, great story. And the Rebbe says, "That's a question. Very interesting. Come with me right now." And he takes him to the principal's office. And this kid's like, "Shoot, it was chutzpah, like my question. I was basically asking against the Rebbe, maybe. I'm in trouble. Tells over the Rebbe the question, the Rosh Hashiva, and the Rosh Hashiva's like, "Wow, that's a question." Opens up his drawer and gives him a chocolate bar. Psh. So I had this year. Get a call from Rav Avram. Rav Avram is my little Avishai's Rebbe in first grade. And he calls me. He says, "Shalom, Daniel." He says, "Your son asked Akasha Shtark." Tells me over the Kasha. He says, "Okay," he says, "look at the Mepharshim, the Ramban over there. It's a big Kasha. Your son in first grade asked this question. Shtark." I gave him a chocolate, and he was beaming. And when he came home, he told me, he says, "Did Rav Avram say he's going to call you? Abi called you. He called me." He says, the next day, he took him into the Menahel's office, and he gave him kit. That's the way it is, the Masik of Torah. But that doesn't always happen. You don't always get the pat on the back. I remember that when I was a kid, I always will remember this, year after year, a good shout out to my Halakha father, Shlita. After Musaf, Rosh Hashanah. You know that Musaf, Rabbi Yisai. It's a long Musaf. When I was finished Musaf, I always remember my father would shake my hand. Say, "Shkoyach." It's not easy. That was a hard Musaf. You're 8 years old, you're 10 years old. It's not easy. But that's not always going to be in. Sometimes you're all in. You're like, "Who's watching me?" Lahavdil, but let's go back to the Gonzalez world, John Paul's world. What's the point? You're going to work out more and more. You do five more, four and more. They'll do another five push-ups. Nobody's watching you do the push-ups. What's the difference? There's a big difference. You go out on the court and take another 500 shots. It makes you better. Ask all the great players. So why should pick the player of the day? Why should he go? He's the best player in all the NBA.
LeBron James.
So, okay. I disagree. But okay, no, let's say. Wait, what's his name? Not playing anymore? Michael Jordan's not playing anymore. So, yes. So, Shaq. So, it's amazing if you think about it. And they tell a story about it. That's a great, good example. Goes out on the court. He's the best. LeBron's the best. Goes out, practices those foul shots again. Nobody's watching. It's not when the cameras are watching. Everybody can play on game day. Everybody's they're all pumped up. That's what all in is. Sav, Zrizus, I do the mitzvahs, I do the korbanos. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants me to do it. Lashon, that's Zrizus. I don't care what the side effect is. I mean, there's a great side effect of getting closer to Hashem. That's being all in. And what's amazing is, if we look at the Haftarah for Shabbos HaGadol. Chatasi ne'emazkir ayom. Sometimes the Haftarah is, it's the end finally after a long laning. This week especially. But look at the Haftarah, the beautiful Haftarah, Malachi, the last Nevi'im. The last words of Navi. So Rav Zilberstein has a new sefer. I think it's new. At least to me it was new. English on the Haggadah. Somebody wrote, attributed to him. Rav Zilberstein didn't write. I don't think he wrote any of this for him. There are different people wrote it for him. And there, he has his introduction. The line in this week's Haftorah for Shabbos Haggadah. Says in Malachi the following pasuk. Chizku alai dvareichem. Amar Hashem. Hashem says to B'nai Yisrael, you've spoken harshly against me. Amar Hashem, the Amartim, and we answered him, Manidabra Alecha. What did we say bad about you? And he says, oh, you want me to know? I'll tell you. Amar Tushava Eved Elohim, Uma Betza. He says, I'll tell you what you said. To serve God is useless. And what did we gain for keeping his charge? For walking submissively in his ways? What a crazy, what's crazy, mamish. So he quotes the Alter of Slobodka. And the Alter says, I don't understand. If you look at the Pasukim say, Hashem says, you spoke harsh. I'm like, no, we didn't. We didn't say anything. And then he says, yes, you did. Here's what you said. It's not exactly what the Pasuk says. So what's the problem with that? They said they didn't say anything. They didn't say anything. It's got to be they didn't say anything, says the Alter. The Alter Slobodka says, they didn't say anything. They were brazen in asking Hashem. We didn't say anything because they didn't use their words. It was their demeanor. It's how they acted. They weren't all in. I'm adding that. It wasn't their words. It's not what they uttered. It's how they looked. It's that guy that walks in the street and avoids Hashem. It's shver zayin to be a yid. Oh, God. Slichus. Slichus. To wake up. It's so hard. To wake up to slichus. It's so hard. Slichus. Imagine if you're a Sephardi. I mean, good Sephardi guy in the yeshiva once came to me, a guy that used to sell us paper goods. So he had a good joke for me. I said, oh, you're so lucky, kitnios, you know? Eretz Yisrael, it's hard to find anything that's not kitnios. So he says, no, don't worry about it. We do our kapar for kitnios. We have slichos all over Shchodesh. Elul, the whole Elul. You guys do it like a week. He says, we have to have that because, okay, it's not true. Kitnios is probably the right thing. But anyway, the point is, right? Sometimes we do this. Oh, I have to daven. Snowing outside. I have to go daven shachris now. It's raining. Oh, sure as I have to be a yid. Guy's falling asleep because he was at Seder till 1 in the morning. I went to the tish last night. I'm so tired. It's on its face. It's on its pun. There's no chil Hashem gadol mizu. There's no chil Hashem gadol mizu. It's walking around and people say, oh, see what it is to be a yid? Look at that guy. He's so tired. It's all your actions, your demeanor. You look angry on your face. You look like an unfortunate human being. And you're showing it publicly. It says the following. Listen to this, guys. Very important. Dubnu Magid. Story. The Gra says that this story is the ultimate truth of Torah. Just listen to the story. The ultimate truth of Torah. It says Dubnu Magid the following thing. A master sends his servant. He says, I just came home from my long boat ride. I don't wait. I got the VIP service. I don't wait. Get my luggage for me. So he says, okay. So he goes back to his house and he's waiting for the servant. He doesn't come. 1 hour, 2 hours. Finally, 2 hours. He says, where's the servant? He doesn't have my luggage. And he peeks out the window and he sees the servant coming down the street. He's huffing and he's puffing and he's sweating. And he opens the door, the master, and he says to the servant, come here. And he runs, drops the luggage, runs to the master, and he says, what? And he's sweating, and he says, what's wrong with you? You got the wrong luggage. He says, what are you talking about? How do you know? You didn't even see the suitcases from afar. How do you know it's not yours? He said, because my suitcases were very, very, very small. They had diamonds in them. They were worth a lot of money. But they didn't cause any exertion. They were light. You wouldn't have to exert yourself. So by you huffing and puffing, I see that it's the wrong ones. What's the mashal? Serving Hashem is beautiful. It's amazing. It's sweet. The Ben Torah has to know that mitzvahs of Hashem is not overexertion of baggage. The Navi tells us when we serve Hashem, it's sweet, it's joy, it's all in. I think the Haftarah is saying the same thing. You weren't all in. You did the mitzvahs, Rabbi. You say, yep, right? You clocked in. Check, I did it. But you weren't all in. You did. They're saying, but we didn't do anything wrong. Like, yeah, you didn't. You didn't say anything wrong. But your demeanor shows that you don't treat this seriously. That's the problem over here. And in my humble opinion, there's one day a year that no matter who or what you are, you're all in. And that's the holiday of Pesach. And I'll prove it to you. All of a sudden, I have to teach my children? I got to be all in. And I'd run to Amazing Savings, so I'd try to find that something fun to do with the 10 makos and the frogs, and I find blood, and I find a recipe to make this cool thing that it's water, and I go like this, and it turns into blood. Something to do with the Seder to get the kids involved. Because the whole Seder revolves around being all in. People get dressed up at the Seder. Why? Because that's Judaism. You say to the kid, there's no suffix. I want to be. I'm all in. The Afikoman, when we go through the Seder, what do we call the Afikoman? Safun. Safon, like Ki'uvo. South. Safun comes from the word suffix, hidden. Because the Afikoman was hidden, so the easy answer is it was hidden. So Moshe Weinberger, no. The Afikoman is that last thing that we do. Zeichel or Korban Pesach is the, if you will, the all-in of it. No suffix here. No hiddenness. I'm all out. This is really who I am, my son. All of a sudden, the kids are like, Dad, what's with you? You're giving out candies in the middle of the night. You don't normally do that. You're wearing a kittel. We have all the beautiful stuff. Kitei Yishal Tinokas. They're asking. And what's the answer? Yes. So I am in all the Haggadah. No, this is how we act as Jews. We're all in. Because we were Avadim, Bepar, B'Mitzrayim, but now we're not. You know what we are now? We're Avadim to Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the ultimate goal. It's a good word to all in. Yishkoyach, Rabbi Gedalas. Yishkoyach. It's true. When people aren't watching, you still got to dedicate yourself. You still got to learn. You still got to do. You're on vacation in some exotic country somewhere. Oh, that's it. I don't have to be firm anymore. I have to wear my tzitzis. Nobody's looking at me. There's not going to be no Marsa. And they're not going to say, no, that's when you're all in, when nobody's watching, because it's developing who I am. What I am. Don't just phone it in. We'll be saying hallel many, many times. Excuse me, go over just a minute or two. We sing hallel a lot of times. Rav Yonas on sax. So he told over a great, when he was in the yeshiva a few weeks ago. He said that when we say hallel, so we have two Anah Hashem. We have the Anah Hashem, Hashiana, Anah Hashem, Atzlichana, right? We have all those Anah Hashems. And then we have the Anah Hashem, Ki Ani Avdecha, Ani Avdecha Ben Masecha. I've told over the word before, the famous word of the Ger Rebbe, saying a person should ask for Parnasa. If he wants Parnasa, he should have by Ana Hashem. And the next morning, the Hasidim are all fighting. What did he mean? Which Ana Hashem? Hoshiyana Tzlichana. And his son, who would become the Rebbe soon after that, said, no, it's Ana Hashem Kini Avdecha, but it's one spelled with a Aleph, one spelled with a Hey. Because the Ana Hashem Hoshiyana is a request. Yeah, for Parnasa, sure. No, but Ana Hashem is not a request, he says. I forgot to, Rav Sachs quoted this in the name of, I apologize. But Ana Hashem is what? It's an all-in. It's a message. It's a statement. Ana Hashem kini avdecha. I am your servant. I'm all-in. I'm not making a request here to be your servant. I am your servant. I'm all-in. Whatever I do in the best possible way. The whole concept of Zekeli v'anvei, sonav v'mitzvois, is what? From Az Yashir Rabbi Yisai, is what? I don't just do a mitzvah for mitzvah's sake. I do it for me. I do it in the best possible way that I can. I'm all in. I don't just want to get an esrog. You can go, you know, like the yeshiva guys. Oh, there's a scam in the yeshiva. They're selling esrogim for 150 shekel. I can go in the Ben Yehuda in the back somewhere. There's a guy selling it for 50 shekel. What do you think? You scammed us? That's the way you do mitzvahs. Tefillin check. I'm not checking my tefillin. I'm not doing it. You all in or not? We should be zoicha, Rabbi Yisai, to be all in. Because being all in means that we'll be zoicha to see ben hazvachim and hapesachim, the Korban Pesach, in the appropriate, proper way. We should be zoicha that this year, Motzi Shabbos, you have the second Seder. I don't. You have the second Seder. Mm-hmm. And your all in is going to be much different. You know why it would be much different? Because you have to say, Pesachim is. You won't have to say it this year.
because we're all going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. We're being Korban Pesach only on one day. We'll eat our shawarma and our lafa and our charif, because that's maror, all together, because we're going to be all in. And being all in is the true point of being a yid. Shkoyach.